It seems when faced with a missing shirt button, as a nation, collectively, we would rather just throw the garment in the bin than make do amend. We'd rather spend than make do and mend. Well, the British Heart Foundation, their Big Stitch appeal is encouraging us to go into one of their charity shops and to buy a garment and have a go at upcycling and customising and get ourselves back in to sewing. I spoke to Donna McGingle from the British Heart Foundation and asked her to tell me more about the campaign.
National Sewing Machine Day, the 13th of June, did a survey which had some quite surprising statistics that almost 60% of the population can't sew confidently or at all, with not even a quarter of us able to replace a button. So we're on a mission to bring sewing back.
Absolutely. A lot of people, I mean, thinking it's maybe a dying skill, something that maybe your granny will do. But, you know, lately, there's been a big resurgence, hasn't there? People getting a sewing machine and arts and crafts in general. It seems to be very popular at the moment.
Yeah, there's a big boom at the moment. There's been a couple of programmes on television that have had some quite big followings. Mm. And I think it's really popular among younger generation today because it's all about upcycling and making one-off pieces. So not everybody wants to go out of a Saturday night, particularly the ladies. I can sympathise and be in the same dress as everybody else. So this is all about getting creative and trying new things and having a bespoke piece of clothing that's
absolutely
all your own.
Absolutely, yes. That sort of real cringy moment when you turn up to a party and you wear exactly the same as the person next to you. How do you deal with that situation? Has it happened to you? Have you turned up in the same outfit as someone?
It's happened to me many a time. It's really
what do you
not
do?
Nice. It's really not nice. Well, there's an advert on the television a couple of years back where it happens, and the lady goes into the toilet and turns her dress around and wears it back to front. I've not quite gone that far, but I thought that was quite funny.
So what are your sewing skills like then, Donna? You're a bit of a sewer yourself?
I'm not. No, I hold my hands up. Half of the population ask their mum to assist with the sewing. I certainly do that.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Near enough every weekend, I've been on a night out and the scrapple ping off my dress to take it round to my mum's on Monday morning to sew it back together for me. But I have been inspired by our campaign and some of the great things that you can do really easily and really cheaply. Mm. There's so many different ways to get creative, and we've got all that on our website. We've got some fantastic hints and tips.
Absolutely. And upcycling, again, is something that is a bit of a buzzword at the moment. People like sort of taking be it clothes and furniture and things like that and taking a sort of a pre-loved item, I guess, and just turn it into their own and put their own stamp on it.
Yeah, definitely. It's all the rage at the minute. As I say, you can produce something really quirky, unique. It's a great way to make a welcome addition to your wardrobe at really quite cheap price.
Mm. So what sort of things can we do then if we pop down to one of your shops and buy something? What are people doing? What's happening?
Yeah, well, we're encouraging shoppers. The campaign runs throughout the month of July, so we're encouraging shoppers to pop along to the local shop, pick up an item to upcycle. Could cost them a couple of pounds, depending on what they choose. Something that I did recently, I got a big white oversized T-shirt, kind of baggy T-shirt, and a bag of pom-poms from the local craft shop for 50 pence, and just got creative and sewed the pom-poms along the bottom of the white T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
And this is something that you see in the high street at the moment. It's quite a big trend, and you can pay £30 to £40 for this sort of T-shirt that you'd wear for a festival
Absolutely.
Or summer holiday over your bikini. So it's just about having a go. And, of course, if it goes to pot and it doesn't work out, you'll either create a new trend or you can pop back along to the shop and pick up something else for a really cheap price.
Absolutely. And there's a competition running alongside this, I believe, as well, isn't there?
There is, yes. Yeah. So we're working quite closely with an online vlogger called Just Joes. And she's got lots of things on our website. She's got hints and tips, little videos, different things you can do to get creative. There's lots of inspiration on there. And if you take pictures of your before and after, of the items that you bought from us and you upcycle, and post them on social media with the hashtag #TheBigStitch, you'll be entered into a competition to win an evening out in London with Just Joes.
Oh, that's a good way to showcase your recently customised fashion item.
Exactly.
It's interesting, I was reading that the fashion industry is one of the most wasteful in the world.
Yeah, I mean, last year our survey showed that we threw away 260 million items of clothing because we were unable to repair them. And in addition to that, we spent £2.5 billion fixing items, paying other people to fix our items, taking them to get tailored, etc. And £3.5 billion replacing items that we didn't want to get tailored. So a lot of money.
So
That's it. I think you know, with these sort of things, you put it down to pounds and pence, and people, it makes people stop and think, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. If you see figures like that. So if people maybe haven't got the skills and they've got clothes that they don't want, I guess donate them to the shop and let someone else have a go at it.
Yeah, brilliant. If they go along to our website at www.bhf.org.uk, they can find the details of their local shop if they've got anything that they want to donate to us, and we'll come along and pick those up free of charge. Okay. That's our free collection service, so it's really convenient.
Absolutely, great way, and you know, keep it out of landfill, I suppose that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
And if somebody did have something that was maybe damaged or something, is it just sort of wearable clothes that you accept, or can you accept damaged stuff and get the sort of the vague value from it for your child?
Of course, yeah, people can bring along to us whatever they've got to give away.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so have a look at the website for that. So the Big Stitch runs throughout July. The competition sounds very exciting, and I think lots of people are going to be really inspired to have a go and hopefully learn some new skills as well.
Fabulous, yeah. And of course, anyone that does come along and support us to buy an item from us to upcycle, the money goes towards raising funds for vital research against heart disease. That's what we do, that's what the money goes towards. So yeah, anybody that comes along throughout the month of July, that's what their money will be going towards.
Absolutely.
And we're really thankful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen, you know, some of the work you do, all the work you do is you know, so vital, and potentially it's life-saving, and it could save a life of you know, yourself or someone in your family. So you know, definitely a worthy cause to get behind.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, Donna, thank you so much for talking to us on the programme today.
Thank you.
Donna McGingle there from the British Heart Foundation telling us all about that campaign. It's called A Big Stitch. It runs throughout July. Doesn't that sound exciting? They've got competition running alongside it. You could win some fab prizes. And it's all about supporting the work of British Heart Foundation. That's the underlying thing here, because, you know, they are a charity and they do such amazing things. And also, we're keeping clothes out of landfill and maybe empowering us to have those sewing skills. We're going to get some reaction on this research from Rich Heart Foundation. Marvin Winthrop will be with us shortly from the Zipyard in Staines, just to get a bit of his perspective on it as the proprietor of the Zipyard. We'll chat to him after I play a song. And the research is just, it really sort of stands out when you read things like one in four of us can't stitch a button. Yeah. Things that, you know, we should be able to do. The alternative is, of course, just chucking the clothes in the bin and buying new stuff. Well, let's get some reaction on this from Marvin Winthrop from Zipyard in Staines. He's with us now. Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm okay, yes. Yes, it's nice to talk to you in the summer. I think last time we spoke, it was in the middle of winter. So it seems to be every season we have a conversation on the radio. So just some reaction, really, on this research from British Heart Foundation. This idea that one in four of us can't stitch a button, you know, sort of basic things that we should be able to do but can't. Why do you think we find ourselves in that situation?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not surprised, because obviously I do front of shop. I own the Zipyard in Staines. Mm-hmm. And I see people coming in on a daily basis, and I'm amazed at, for example, how many will come in and say, I mean, you know, apart from, for example, shortening trousers, but can you sew this button on for me? It could be on their shirt, it could be on their trousers, it could be on their jacket. Mm. And we're talking both men and women. It's not just men. And you know, they're not embarrassed, and the wife will say, well, you know, either I can't do it, I don't have time. I actually have a theory what's behind this.
Yeah.
And what it is really, for example, when I was at school, I mean, boys, we did metalwork, woodwork. Girls did needlework and cookery. And unfortunately, it's the case today that they just don't deal with those skills. So consequently, like, for example, my daughter, who was at school, she can't sew. Mm. So I'm not surprised at the results of the survey.
So what you may have suggested is that years ago, you know, generations ago, children in school were sort of taught these sort of life skills, but now they're not necessarily taught in schools.
That's correct, yes, exactly. You know, where I was taught to, for example, some woodwork, how to make a stool, how to do joints, etc. Girls were taught, my wife, for example, was taught sewing skills. So, yes, today they are just not, they're just not taught them. The other issue, of course, unfortunately, is that Britain is becoming a throwaway society. And,
yes.
And of course, you have shops that are open, and I don't have to give any names, but you probably know the sort I mean, where
exactly.
You can go in there, buy a pair of jeans, a shirt, and wear it 2-3 times and throw it away.
I know, Yeah, so this is the other side of it, of course. You know, clothes are so cheap these days. You sort of walk into one of these high street shops. I mean, you can pick up a T-shirt with your cornflakes in the supermarket these days, wear it a couple of times, you say, and then just throw it away, which is so wasteful, isn't it?
Yes. It's really difficult. And, of course, this has it's the old thing at the moment, of course, which is that high streets are changing because of people buying things on the internet, or perhaps they're buying some clothes on the internet. If they don't fit, or, you know, they'll send them back. But there's a treasure trove out there at charity shops where somebody can go in there, buy a dress, pair of trousers. They can either alter it themselves, they can bring it to us. It is really sad. I don't know if you know, but haberdashery shops, who of course would supply these, like zips, wool, threads, etc., are closing by the bucket
yes.
load.
We had just one in Woking, the Singer shop, and that closed. It's been open for as long as I can remember, and last year it just closed because there wasn't the demand for it, I suppose.
Well, exactly. And in Staines, we had Tatters, which had been here for many years, closed a couple of years ago. One of their ex-employees opened up just over the road to us, Stitches upon Tent, and I went in there last week, and she said, "I'm sorry, we're having to close.
Oh,
we just haven't got the demand." Another one in Addlesden and another one in Windsor.
And what? Yeah, they're going to become coffee shops and estate agents and things, though. Is that
coffee
going
shops,
to go?
Exactly. it is sort of, you know, but it is a really sad indictment that, it's one thing if you can't, as an example, you know, you can't take in a pair of trousers, you can't alter a cocktail dress, but just to sew on a button, you
exactly.
would imagine that that everybody could, but not. No.
What is interesting, though, is, the resurgence. I mean, years ago you thought sort of like knitting and, sort of more, maybe slightly more complex alterations, something that older people may have done, but there's actually this resurgence in younger people, thanks to various TV shows and things. And what is encouraging, 55% of those that the British Heart Foundation surveyed who could not sew said that they wished they could, and 60% said they're willing to learn. So there is a willingness to learn there.
Yes, I'm sort of, confused by those findings. It's a bit like, for example, this explosion in cookery programs, and yet, how many people can be bothered, or perhaps if they're time poor, they go home and they'll make ready meals,
yes.
or they'll get in a bring home pizza, that sort of thing. So people may say, oh, yes, I would like to learn, but the reality is,
oh, that's going to do it, yeah.
Correct, yeah. That's correct. And, of course, where they would learn from their mums, or dads, I suppose, but generally their mums, their mums don't have the skills. It's going back a couple of generations.
Yes.
So, for example, my mother worked in a trouser factory, so she would have been able to. But, you know, we've lost, along with a lot of other traditional skills, we've lost those skills, unfortunately.
And the worrying thing is, of course, we've lost them now, so they're not going to get passed on to the next generation, generation after that. It's only going to get worse, isn't it?
Well, yes. And in actual fact, we've noticed in the Zipyard, I mean, I've actually got two Zipyard shops. I've got the one in Staines and the one in Bournemouth. We have the same problems, which is recruiting staff. When we advertise, as an example, for seamstresses, we do get some English or British people apply, but generally they've gone to, they've done something in design, fashion. They don't want to sit at a sewing machine, shortening trousers, taking. They want to be up there with the Stella McCartneys doing design. So consequently, the only, and people don't aspire to do jobs like that. The same way that years ago, many ladies, became secretaries. You don't hear of people becoming a secretary now. And what happens, of course, we get seamstresses who come in from Eastern Europe to do these jobs. I would love to employ British ones, but they're just not out there.
Absolutely. This is the other side of it. You know, you have to kind of get staff in from abroad if you can't get them in this country, you know, from your point of view as an employer.
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, in Staines, we have from Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Hungary, Poland. In my Bournemouth shop, we've got from Poland, Italy, interestingly enough, and Latvia, but no British ones. It's a crying shame, really.
It is a shame, and you know, it's very sad when you see, say, these shops closing up and down the country, and just the way it's going to go. It's a bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, it's like so many things. The world is changing, but you know, it is. You know, I don't know. I don't really know what the answer is. I suspect it's years ago people perhaps took a greater pride, but now, as we said a few minutes ago, if they can go to a shop and buy, you know, if it doesn't fit or if it's torn, I'll just go and buy another one.
Yes, just becoming a very disposable society. Yeah.
Correct. Having said that, at both our shops, we are phenomenally busy. I mean, you know, normally we have a two-day turnaround. Because of the amount of work we've got, we're now looking at a minimum of a week. It just shows you the demand is there, John.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've got to find another seamstress to do them.
You need to get the staff to keep up with it all. And so, Martha, how much, you know, you mentioned people come in and just ask for a button to be sewed on. How much of your work is sort of, you know, stuff like that, basic repairs that potentially people in the past may have done at home? How much of your workload is that?
I would say, I mean, you could even say something like even hemming trousers, which is, for example, the hem has come down on the bottom. It's not that difficult to sew up. I mean, we're not talking about having to cut it and making sure it's straight, but just sewing that. I would say probably easily 20-30% of our work is, exactly.
That's a shocking statistic, isn't it? When you think of well, not shocking for you because that's you know, that's your business, and people bringing things to you, and you can get your money coming through the till. So, if people maybe do want some work doing on their garments, how do they find you in Staines?
Okay, very easily. We're right next door to the Old Town Hall in Market Square in Staines, which is just very near to the bridge over the river. It's quite a prominent landmark, the Old Town Hall. It always reminds me of something out of the films Back to the Future.
Oh, yes, you know, I know what you mean. I do know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, lovely old building. It's such a shame that it's not being used, but that's where we are. Bright yellow and black shop right next door. They can't miss us.
Excellent. So if you've got any alterations need doing, that's the place to go. Marvin, thank you so much for talking to us on the programme this morning.
My pleasure. And you have a good day.
You have a good day yourself. Let's get back to the music. Thank you. That's Marvin Winthrop there from the Zipyard in Staines. And let's hear from Steps. This is Scared of the Dark on Radio Way.